need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you, all of you, inside and out, to Labia Day 2019. Happy, happy Labia Day. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Bonoboville's name for the Saturday before Labor Day. It's our annual Labia Day show, live from the womb room. And, well, why Labia Day? Well, four lusty Labor Days ago, I felt my usual Labor Day pains, which have afflicted me since I was a child, laboriously laboring at growing up, something I really didn't want to do and actually never did do. But I was trying. I was laboring in Philly. And then, as a young lady, I was laboriously pursuing her higher education at Yale in those bygone days. The first Monday of September always marked the close of another sunny summer. Take that thing off, Abe. You've got it on too long. thank you. Okay. So the first Monday of September always marked the close of another sunny summer, with labor meaning school, winter, and work looming ominously and stressfully ahead. Now, a few years after graduation, yes, much to my critics' consternation and shock, I graduated from Yale. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And then a couple years in New York and San Francisco. And then I just landed in La La Land. Woo! Land of endless summer. Beautiful girls. And more summer. But Labor Day remains bittersweet. You know, like any public holiday, you know, Labor Day is a good excuse to break out the booze and the barbecues. But hey, the whole labor theme is never an authentic celebration of we the people, right? The 99% who work and don't inherit money from daddy. The real workers. And that includes sex workers. Let's hear it for sex workers. Can I get an amen and an a women?
Amen.
And a women. Labor Day's never about sex workers. So it's never been my holiday, really. I don't know. In reality, Labor Day is more of a paltry pacifier thrown like a scrap to the starving from the obscenely overstocked banquet of the 1%, of the 0.001%, the Trumps and the Pelosis and the Bezoses. Right. The prick, you know, the guy with the dick pic. Right. And, you know, yeah, it's one measly Monday where you don't have to labor for the man, or these days it could as easily be a woman, but you are supposed to consume high-calorie processed foods from company stores like Walmart and watch military-style parades and endure boring speeches from corrupt politicians. Not that capitalism takes a holiday, no, no, no. No, on the contrary, to fully exploit the large numbers of non-laboring laborers, aka potential customers, Labor Day is a huge retail sales holiday. Thus, ironically, many laborers employed in the retail sector, more than half of whom are women, not only have to labor on Labor Day, but work longer hours. Now, with Trumple thin skin in office, it's really worse than ever for people who engage in actual labor, right? Labor unions are being phased out, one bad Supreme Court ruling at a time. And unless you're in that Dutch Shell union, you know, that's even worse. That required you to attend a Trump rally or not get paid. That's some union. Unemployment may be low, but workers are laboring longer hours than ever for Uber, Amazon, or self-employment in the 24/7 digital economy that never stops demanding our labor, 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 our eyeballs,
labor, labor,
our
labor.
Fingers, our... Yeah, labor. You know, we're all going to get neck aches from this thing. We thought it was going to be a time saver. What happened? Well, no. And what about sex workers? Sex workers are workers. Can I hear it for sex workers, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. And a women. As the Trumpist well knows, the Trumpist actually... Where is that Trumpist? Oh, you guys are in my way. Okay. Are you okay? Are you working things out over here? I don't know what you're doing. You want to help her here? Okay. Trumpist knows all about sex workers. Get a good picture of me spanking his balls. And he's a pussy grabber. So we are not letting him near the pussy. Right? He has to stay tied up on the chair and gagged with a penis pacifier and getting his balls spanked good. Spank those nasty president's balls.
But
okay,
you like
everybody
that?
Get a good picture. Here, Bianca, come on in here.
I think he's into
come
that,
on, though. She's so shy. Yeah. And, of course, the most famous sex worker who he had sex with, and not the only one by any means, was Stormy Daniels, our heroine, and I don't mean the drug.
What about his wife?
Oh yeah, his wife too. Good one. Yeah. Well, yeah, the best sex worker job, well, not always the best, but let's say that the most comprehensive is that of wife to, you know, certain jobs. Such as the presidents, absolutely, yeah. So anyway, we don't celebrate sex workers on Labor Day. Almost said Labia Day. We don't celebrate sex workers on Labor Day, at least not in public. So, fed up with the old Labor Day matrix, I decided to kind of read between the lines. And the lips, yes, the labia, to find a similar onomatopoeia. poetic, far more suitable and bonobo-esque name for this so-called day off from the daily grind. Thus for me, and now maybe for you, Labor Day has become Labia Day.
Labia Day. Labia Day.
Or actually, the Saturday before Labor Day is Labia Day. You can gorge on phallically shaped grilled meat parts and buy a bunch of plastic with plastic on Monday, but how about giving this Saturday up to pussy power?
Pussy power. Woo!
Woo!
Yes.
Meow. Now that it's fifth grade year, this fun, female-empowered, and sex-educational new holiday has blossomed like a brilliant Georgia O'Keeffe flower. Now you show the Georgia O'Keeffe flower. There you go. There's a Georgia O'Keeffe flower on our thing there. So you can take a picture of that. Yeah. Because the flowers look like
labia. See, I told you Betsy would
come. Yeah. Betsy, don't show your labia yet. We're still on Facebook. Betsy is here to sniff out the company. She has a pussy too. We all see it from time
it
to time.
Everyone.
Anyway, this great new holiday, Labia Day, has blossomed like a brilliant Georgia O'Keeffe flower in the garden of Bonoboville, celebrating and exploring those ubiquitous but mysterious and always fabulous fleshy doors to female pleasure that we call labia. And labia is Latin for lips. And interestingly, this includes labor at its most basic, as a lady's nether lips go into labor along with the rest of her when she gives birth. And other times, a lady's labium, that's singular for labia, might tease and please and squeeze. Oh yeah, here we go. Squeeze. You know what? Not the Facebook camera, okay? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because they could mistake this for a very pink penis. And that's not good for Marky Z and his getting his Z's. He'll be up all night. So, you know, Labia Day, well, whether you have labia or you like labia or you're just labia curious, well, Labia Day is for you. Labia Day celebrates life. After all, the labia are the doors to life. This is where life comes from. You know, sure, there's in vitro fertilization and IVF, and most human life is conceived when something, usually a penis, but could be the IVF equivalent of a turkey baster, goes through the labia, the doors of sex, pleasure, pain, power, procreation, and recreation. Now, if perchance the sperm fertilizes the egg within, about 9 months later, the labia become the doors of birth. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Though these days, many babies are born via cesarean or C-section, and sometimes that's to save the mother or baby's life, as in my own case, so I'm grateful for that. But sometimes it's just because it's more convenient for the doctor. He doesn't want to deal with those messy labia. He'd rather just cut a nice surgical thing open in the tummy and add a hefty extra charge to your bill. But usually your natural way into this wacky world is through the labial gateway. Nevertheless, labia are used far more often for recreation than for procreation. The labia are the doors to the playground within, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Every woman's personal womb room. Yes, indeed. Anatomically speaking, every woman, including post-op trans women, have two sets of labia. There's the labia minora and the labia majora. The labia minora are the inner lips and the majora are the outer lips. Sometimes the inner lips are bigger than the outer lips. It depends. The labia majora are usually covered with hair unless you shave. And then there is the lovely clitoris right at the top of the two labia minora, the most sensitive part of a woman's body. That's right. We adore us some clitoris. And as I said in my first HBO show, the labia are the doors to a lady's pleasure center. And the clitoris is the doorbell. And a gentleman never enters a lady's pleasure palace without first ring, 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 her doorbell. But don't press it like a doorbell, you know, caress it, suck it, lick it, or rub $100 bills on it. And it doesn't hurt to add a little lube. When it comes to real estate, the most important three things are location, location, location. When it comes to labial pleasure, it's lubrication, lubrication, lubrication. Every woman's labia are different. We are like snowflakes. No Trumpers. We're not talking about, you know, liberals here. You have different labia too, if you're female. That they're like snowflakes. Diversity is what makes us awesome. And we have some awesome labia here tonight. We have labia, we have the vulva puppet. And, oh, there's a picture on the wall of Trump, who has labia. Did you know? He has neck labia. It's got like a vagina in the middle of his neck. And there's labia there, and sort of a kind of a clitoris, or, you know, yeah.
A wannabe.
Yeah, I mean, I bet Putin uses that neck for his pleasure.
Putin.
Oh, yeah. So I want to, I also have this beautiful pussy pipe right here. You could show this, Mar. You don't have to be, it was just when I was using the dildo. So this is actually created by the artist Bill Pasek, and it's called Set Un Pipe. And does anybody know how it works?
What's it called?
It's a pipe.
It's a pipe?
It's a pipe.
What do you smoke out of it?
Whatever you want. And here's how you smoke it. It's got a little earthquake putty. But you take the clit and the inner labia out.
Oh my God.
And you can smoke it. Right through here.
I've never seen something like that. Ever.
All right. So now that everybody's talking, I'm going to introduce everybody. So, here is my lovely assistant, Sunshine Nick Wade. And she's also very creative, and she created a
labia
balloon. It's not a vagina.
Mine?
Vagina is the inside.
Oh, sorry.
The vulva is the outside. And this is mainly the outside. The labia, the clitoris.
This is the vulva. Clitoris.
Take a close-up
and
this.
The labia
down. Inner labia, like you were saying, and the outer labia.
Here, can I hold it?
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Okay,
you're holding my vagina.
I'm holding your vagina.
Very gently.
Oh, very gently.
Mine's sensitive.
I know you're very sensitive.
Is Facebook okay?
It's a balloon,
it's a
Mark.
Balloon.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's a balloon, Mark. Mark
Zuckerberg, it
Mark,
is art. Don't freak
balloon,
out.
Man.
All right,
don't
I'll give you back
excited.
Your vulva
just
now.
Vulva,
and
vulva.
So right over here, I have the fabulous Amanda Blow.
Hello. How are you?
Amanda Blow. So great to have you back. Amanda has not been on the show since my birthday in 2017. I've gotten
so sorry.
Older and you haven't joined me.
I have been joining you, just
you have.
Not with
oh,
you.
Oh, okay.
I'm but getting older myself.
You are matching me. You're in pink, which is a good labial
pretty
color.
Pretty in pink. Pussy's pink.
Yes, pussies are pink.
Yes,
unless they're on their period, in which case they're wearing Sunshine's color. Yeah.
Ooh, everybody dressed like a vagina, but I dress like a menstrual vagina.
Oh, yeah.
I'm correct.
Behind you is Venus. And Venus, of course, is the goddess of the vulva and of love and beauty and everything good.
Everything that you are, Susie.
Oh, everything that you are, Amanda Blow.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Hot.
Well, all right.
She's
so
the number
you brought
one.
Some hotties with you.
I did. I brought my best friends.
Okay.
With me.
Before you introduce them, I want to introduce Violet Cox,
hi.
Who is also returning to the show. And I guess we can say this on Mark Z's channel. She's a fuck doll, obviously.
That's right.
And she's wearing the right color, pink, with some black. And she was on the show a few weeks ago, on a show we wound up calling Violet Gold, because it combined you, the kinkster, with Robert Golden, the comedian. Kink and comedy, two of my favorite things. Shout out to Robert Golden.
Hi, Robert.
I bet you wish you were here.
Yeah, Robert.
Happy Lady a Day.
Happy Lady a Day.
Yeah.
Robert.
Okay. That's so now... You're going to introduce your guest. I think this one is Sierra.
Yes, this is my bestie, Sierra. She is the bomb.
The bomb.
Bomb.
Not the nuclear bomb.
She could be. And this is my girl, Lo. Lo is a dancer. Burlesque dancer.
Oh,
she's amazing.
Great.
She can do anything and give you any advice about anything, and she's always right so far.
She can give you advice?
She gives me advice.
Does she do that while she's burlesque dancing?
Yes, she does.
Do we have any other microphones, or is this it on our microphone?
No, we have other.
Can you use mine if you need it?
Where's the other microphone for this area?
Someone can use mine if they need it.
Hello? That's okay.
No,
keep talking. All right. Anyway.
So, do you give advice while you're doing burlesque?
I mean, I haven't tried it yet, but I'm pretty confident I could do it.
You seem very confident you could do anything.
She really can.
I don't know. Let's try that out.
Well... okay, so this is your first time on the show, as it is Sierra's first time. And so you're a burlesque dancer. Where do you dance? Do you want to promote something?
Well, I dance all over. I dance in Oceanside sometimes. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Tallulah's, but if you have or have not, check it out. I'm a guest star there, and I tour. I just opened my own burlesque troupe, actually. So risque business. Everybody keep your eyes out.
She just tried on a bunch of outfits for me last night. I did not sleep. It was pretty hot.
All right.
We tried getting Sierra over there, but she had work to take care of.
And what is Sierra's? Do you have a profession or a vocation or a calling?
I guess just a hooker, a prostitute.
Oh, okay.
Working.
All right.
A sex worker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and actually, there's a lot of different kinds of
like
sex
this.
Workers, and I'm a sex worker, I'm a sex therapist, and I consider myself a sex worker as well as a sex therapist, or actually I consider every sex therapist to be a sex worker, and I consider a lot of just regular sex workers to be pretty damn good sex therapists. So, but you're the kind that actually lets the guy into your labia.
Yes, I
am.
The healing whore. She's the
whore.
Finisher.
You must have amazing labia.
I do.
You do?
No one's complained yet.
Would you, I guess I want to go around the room and hear how people, I mean, right now we're still on Facebook. Eventually we're going to go to not on Facebook, where we're going to get a little X-rated. But right now, we're not. So we're just doing what you call pussy talk, right? And I have my panties on for this, my pussy panties, which have ears in the back. Whoa.
Whoa. Mm.
That's not a good place for that. See, notice I didn't say sorry. I just said that's not a good place for that. All right. So that's a better place. We could start with you, if you like, this session of... Pussy talk. Pussy talk is actually a tradition among a lot of cultures, where you just talk about pussy. You talk about...
About damn time. Let's
yeah.
Do this.
Yeah. So let's do this. You sound like maybe you want to start. You think she should start because she's the sex worker. Are you also a sex worker?
I'm not.
You're not.
No.
Although a burlesque dancer is a bit of a sex worker.
I'm the turn on, and then I just leave them like that.
You leave them like that. You leave them frustrated.
Pretty much.
Unless they come in their pants.
Which is not my problem.
And unless they like teasing.
There is that, yes.
Yeah, some guys, they don't really want to come. Okay, so labia power, what does it mean to you? Or labia pain, anything you want to start with.
Pain, I'm not sure about pain, but... Oh, paid. I think it's pain. I was like,
no,
I'm
I didn't
paid.
Say paid. But you always talk
you
about
have
it.
Money on the mind.
Oh yeah, getting paid is always a must. But I mean, I don't really have much to say other than
that's like any other business.
Yeah,
it's a must.
Then I mean, I always get paid.
Right.
I mean, that's
you get
how
paid
I
for your labia.
Yeah. That's
all right.
Exactly.
Well, that's an expensive labia. How much do you charge for your labia?
It depends what area I'm in, but usually
or
about
or the
yeah.
range. Just give me the range.
So like $500 an hour.
Okay.
Right.
That's your bottom line.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah.
My bottom line, my labia, is $500.
Of course other places
hour.
You can charge a lot more, of course. Here in Southern California it's you know, hard to yeah.
It's a buyer's
appreciating
market.
Is definitely too many girls.
John's
here.
Market.
Yeah.
Why do you stay here? Don't talk unless you're on microphone. You know? I'm going to spank you now. Amanda Blow. Amanda Blow. You naughty girl.
She did that on purpose. She wanted to be spanked.
Yeah, she likes to be spanked. Amanda likes a lot of stuff. So how about your labia, Amanda? Tell us about yours.
Well, my labia is not very interesting anymore.
Anymore?
No.
Was it?
Yes, it's always been. Come on, hello.
Oh, okay.
You were interested.
Well,
in
I mean,
what
I'm
talking
still
about?
Interested in it. I'm
it's not very
that.
What?
That's called, like, the XXX.
Well, we will talk later. No, I just feel like now that I've been working and not in porn.
Oh, what are you doing?
Working girl.
Working.
A hooker.
You're
escort.
A working girl.
Yes.
You're a hooker.
I'm a hooker.
Okay.
Whore,
you're
sex
right.
whore. Sex
yeah.
worker.
Okay.
Sex
just
worker.
Doing that right now.
Oh,
and
another microphone.
Are you still doing your show?
No, no. I'm not.
Didn't
I
pay enough.
No, I did not. I did not. So yes, I have my girlfriends, and we just kind of, I don't know, we do our thing, and when it comes to our labias, we make sure that there is something laid down cash-wise, and then we're going to be into it. I don't know. It's a whole
market.
Different beat,
well,
really.
Okay.
That's why I came here.
But are there
all
any, are there any
money.
Tricks? Do you do Kegel exercises?
They're all tricks.
Do you make your... Right. Do you want to share anything with us?
Come on, what's the inside story?
I want you to share with me to get me back to that love for the sex that I used to have. You remember that. I had a fire in me, didn't I?
You
oh, I didn't
did.
Know you lost it.
I could sue you for
she
her, right?
Yeah, she's being
don't
modest.
You remember the last time I was here, I was lame as hell.
Well, the last time you were here, you gave a blowjob to Chef Bilal.
Oh, then maybe I was. Okay, maybe I was not lame as hell.
You were not lame. You were wearing a black suit.
You can remember this?
Yes.
I don't even remember.
I do remember this. And it was kind of a sort of a serious black suit. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, Amanda's
really?
Being very serious. And then you gave a blowjob to Chef Delight, and he will never forget it.
Ah, she's the same
he really
old, same
enjoyed
old.
Not
so
a full job, I shouldn't say, because we are talking
I
about
left
labor.
It off for somebody else.
Yeah,
didn't I?
For his wife, who was there and who definitely approved. You were foreplay for his beautiful wife.
Yeah, she was gorgeous. You have some great people on
I
all
do.
The time.
Now I
do.
Have you on.
Thank you. I'm so happy I still get invited back.
Still.
I know. After many times of taking over, I wanted to be Susie.
And you have a lot of Twitter
and you know, problems. I have a huge, I know, and I'm so sorry that I didn't tweet it out.
Yeah, you,
but
okay,
I will.
You should be spanked again.
I think she needs something harder. Like, there
ouch.
We go. Yeah.
This is ow. The pretty thing for the cameras, but.
Oh, yeah. That one hurt.
Yeah. Well, they said I need
so
to
I will
give
tweet.
It to you harder.
You
will
too.
Tweet.
I wish we could, you know, play a little bit later.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. We can. What
we
am I talking
can play
about?
Play a little bit later. So going
party.
Around the room.
What's that?
That's the after party.
My lovely Violet Hawks. Well, you know,
great
you've got
name.
Quite a provocative last name. And
awesome
you are a great, you're a porn star.
Yes.
And a kingster.
Yes.
And a fuck doll.
Yes.
That's true.
Okay. So, I mean, I know... are you also a sex worker in the sense of these ladies, like hookers?
Yes. I mean, I love what you guys said. And, like, I mean, I'm a total nympho. I love sex. But, I mean,
I do want to bring up, you brought up labia pain, and like, I wanted to talk about, like, I mean, I've had experience before, like, after going through a lot of trauma, like, where, like, sex became painful for me, and, like,
yeah,
you know, like, overcoming that, like, BDSM was one way that overcame, like, a lot of, like, trauma, like, it really was healing for me. It was weird, like, everything that was a past trauma became a current kink. Like,
so what was the pain about? What was the pain?
I actually, like, speaking to a therapist.
Put your hand a little farther down on the hand a little.
Like that?
Is it, or up?
Yeah, speaking
and
to...
And then down, and then up,
up and
then
down.
I always say they're done.
Yeah, but I found out that it's actually a psychological symptom of, like, trauma, where, like, my body thought that, like, I was in danger again, so, like, my vagina would actually dry up and tighten, and, like, that made sex very painful for me, you know, and, like, that was, like, a sad time in my life, and I'm really glad that I've healed from that, but, like, I mean, for anyone out there that's, like, suffering from that, like, you're not alone, and, like, you know,
wow.
It got better,
so
you know?
So you had I don't know if it was mild, must have been mild, because you're over it, and it got better, case of vaginismus.
Yes.
Which is when the vagina and the labia tighten up.
Yeah.
So Max is laughing because he's a man. And I'm married to a man, and I love men. And men don't understand vaginismus. It's a very, very painful thing.
Wait
and
a minute.
Max is still laughing. But I've never had vaginismus.
I'm not laughing.
So you're lucky. That. Maybe you haven't been with a woman that had vaginismus. Vaginismus, you have pain during sex. You have pain from putting a tampon in.
Mm-hmm.
You have pain from putting your finger in. I guess that's a kind of sex. You know, it's painful to put anything in. And for women that have it in a chronic way, it's important to go to a sex therapist who can help you to gradually open up. And sometimes if it's not something chronic, if it's not something that every word I say has got a double meaning. chronic. smoke something and you'll feel better, honey. Anything. I mean, if you get it because of trauma, which you might, like you, and not because of upbringing, even though that could also be because of trauma. Maybe you can get over it by yourself. I'm not saying you necessarily have to go to a sex therapist. And I would suggest just putting small objects inside and getting bigger and bigger and bigger until you can really make Amanda laugh. And she's laughing at that big, big. And talking to the microphone.
It doesn't work.
Oh.
It doesn't work.
Okay, we need to fix this microphone.
Hello.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Nope.
It goes in.
Hello.
Okay. Well, we're so glad that you're feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're a fuck doll, you know, it's risky. It's all fun and games until you get vaginismus. And then that's tough, and you can't let it get you down. I mean, you can, but you shouldn't. I say you shouldn't. Because I'm your pussy doctor.
Yeah. I mean, at this point in my life, I'm, like, really grateful for all my experiences, because now I can, like, help other women that have gone through the same thing, you know?
Well,
like,
exactly.
It makes me grateful, like, for the things I've been through. Like, not all the time. I'm not always like, hell yeah, I went through trauma and had, like, that thing with my vagina. But, like, now I'm like, yeah, like, I can help other people, so it's not all bad. You never know.
All right, so if any of you out there have a problem with your pussy, whether it's the one between your legs or the one lying next to you in bed... or the one that won't date you. I don't know. Any problem with your pussy, or a pussy that isn't yours, and, you know, you have a problem, a pussy problem. Or if you want to discuss a pussy pleasure, or if you have any kind of question, then please give us a call. Our regular number, which you can call from anywhere in the world, is 626-461-5950. And if you want to call our toll-free number, where we pay for the call, if you are in the United States or Canada, sorry, Mexico, you got to build that wall. No. Yeah. This number is usable in the United States and Canada, and it is 1-866-289-7068. I should spank Trump again for what he's doing to all these poor Latin American people coming over here now, he's saying that the sick ones have to leave. That's just disgusting. That's more disgusting than grabbing pussies, and that takes a lot to be more disgusting than grabbing pussies. But anyway, moving right along. Oh, I do want to show... Oh, no, I have more pussy power to get into. And then I want to show something. So I got Lo here, my burlesque dancer. And you're looking very hot. Can I see your outfit?
You absolutely may.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this. Wow. And look at that body. And the corset and the strappy thing. A little bit of burlesque, a little bit of bondage. Hot, hot, hot. Great.
Nailed
shoes.
It. Bondage and burlesque. That's my two favorite things.
Bondage and burlesque. All right. Well, you know, I'm into nailing it or her or him.
So is that just the toll-free number or can I call you on it anytime?
Anytime.
All right.
Actually, those numbers are available anytime, but I charge. You know, I'm not the kind of hooker or sex worker that actually sees you in the room, but I talk to you on the phone and I can talk you through anything with your labia, with my labia, with the labia next to you in the bed, the labia that won't fuck you because she's a burlesque dancer, any of those labia, I can help you out. Call us. So, you know, okay. Go.
Sorry, not sorry, though.
No, no. Yeah, give me a chance to do a little commercial. I love when I have organic commercials. Okay. So now, we want to know about your labia.
My labia?
Yes.
Well, I don't think it gets nearly as much action. Not that it's alone all the time. Okay.
Okay. Do you have a lover or not at
I
the
have
moment?
A few.
A few? Are you polyamorous or are you just playing the field?
No, I'm just 24.
Oh, 24.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, very good, very good. Yes, yes. I certainly had a few when I was 24, but I didn't state so publicly.
Well, you know, I feel nowadays it's not so much to be ashamed. Like,
right. I'm so for that.
I want them
I'm
to
so
work
for, that.
For spot number one.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, I got tired of lying, you know, about my labia and who was in my labia. It was really stressful to, one night I think I went to four guys, different places, and had one come to mine, and I lied to my regular boyfriend about it. That wasn't you, Max.
No, yeah, yeah,
before
yeah.
you. before Max. I don't want to say BM.
You were number two,
the
though.
Side. Or number two. Yeah, there we go again.
But look at you at number one.
Analogy. No BM on this show. Okay, Marky Z, we're not doing anything that nasty. So we're just talking about labia because it is labia day. And yeah, I decided I had to be honest about my labia. Which, you know, led me into various forms of swinging, polyamory, BDSM, and just kink, and marriage, you know, which is great. We've been married, he's been married to these labia for over 27 years.
Yeah, I had a penis extension tonight.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I saw
shaved all my hair.
Yeah.
And my penis got like 3 inches Woo! Longer.
Good for your labia. All right.
You have an outie labia.
It's very private. Too.
Very private.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
What I was laughing at before was not
yes.
the subject.
Was not the vaginismus.
No.
That was really
the
a bad
talking.
Taste. Oh, the cat. Pussy talk.
And
this is pussy talk.
And I cut out.
Well,
very,
you know,
like the cat's
very
talking.
Often the pussy talks, whether it's a pussy cat or a vulva puppet. You know. There's the talking of the pussy.
Do you remember when I was obsessed with you in the show, and it was because I wanted to have a show, but called Cock Talk with Amanda Blow? And
Cock
that's
Talk.
Yeah,
Amanda
so that's
Blow.
Why I was like researching you.
We're
guys.
About Libya's too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Well, this Fox is Pussy Cock. Talk with Dr. Susie and Sunshine and Amanda and Sierra and Violet and Lo. Okay, so. Sunshine, what do you want to tell us about your labia? We're all sharing labial confessions. Pussy talk.
I was spacing out. I have.
Well, you don't have to know what they said.
I
just share one fact or fantasy or you know, attitude about your labia.
It itches like hell when I shave my outer labia. I wish I didn't have to shave it so badly. I have one of the ones where the inner labia is on the inside. You know,
the inner labia is always on the inside.
No, there's some girls that have inner labias that kind of hang out, you know?
Yes, like it does.
Yeah, see, all vaginas are different, right?
It's on the inside, but it, you know, the labia minora or the inner labia, sometimes they do come out. They do come out, but the outer labia are outer. But they're not always bigger, and the inner labia sometimes come out like a flower, like that Georgia O'Keeffe flower. But if you... So you have the kind where
it's kind of very, when I dance, everybody would be like, wow, yours is like, you can't even see it.
Okay, so you have bigger outer labia.
Yeah, yeah.
And your mound of Venus, that's why I'm holding the Venus umbrella, is because I'm just representing the goddess Venus. And by the way, Delta of Venus is a wonderful book of fantasies by Anais Nin, who wrote a lot about her vulva and vagina, a lot of pussy talk. So I can't really spin this umbrella around because there's too many people in here. But anyway, yes, pussy talk, baby.
Well, I knew that this would be a good show for Sierra to come on.
Really?
Because she has this thing about, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm looking at her pussy like, I don't know. I think it looks okay. What are you talking about? You know? And she's
what?
Like, no, look. It's like, you know, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Is that
what are we talking about?
She's got a
what
beautiful
are we
butterfly.
I'm just self-conscious, I guess, because the inner hangs lower than the outer.
Right. And that's perfectly normal.
Yeah, so she, like, I am always like, I don't know, like don't be all up in it and looking at it and pulling on it or, you know, sucking on it or like, leave it alone. But
I do that.
But yeah, so that's my only little self-conscious. I mean, I've had clients call it like a, looks like a beautiful butterfly or, you know, like they are just infatuated with it, but I'm just not.
I'm sure a lot of people,
but all
guys
vaginas
and
are
girls,
different and
like
they're all
that.
Beautiful.
Well, they are all beautiful in their own way. And people have different preferences. Let's just say not everyone thinks all vulvas are beautiful. And the vulva is the outside, the vagina is the inside. So, you know, some guys, for instance, like hairy pussies. And some like it's shaved.
They're trying to hide something when they have the hair, okay?
You think?
Yes, I believe that.
The girls are trying to hide.
Not always, but, you know, back in the day, I think. She wants to cut hers off.
Well, now, back in the day, it was all hairy. Everybody was hairy.
Yeah, they couldn't all be hiding something. Like, if you see 70s porn, they were all...
No, but I'm saying the ones that have continued to save that, they're like, I'm covering up something.
Oh.
Right?
It's a big fetish. It's just like
so.
A foot fetish.
I think,
you know,
that
some
sometimes
guys like all
that's true. Yeah. Sometimes you grow hair to cover something. But honestly, the women that I know that grow a lot of hair, and I don't have a lot of hair, as you will shortly see. Well, actually, yeah, you will, but you won't, Facebook. Sorry, Facebook. You will not
Sorry,
get to
Facebook.
See my shaved labia.
Ooh, will I?
Well, because it's Facebook.
No, I said, will I?
Oh, will you? Yes.
Yes. Okay, good.
You are not Woo! Mark E. Z. You are Amanda B.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, you know, I think, I mean, when I was sick in the hospital, I didn't shave for, like, months because I wasn't showing it to anybody except Max, and he was okay. And it was just too, I was sick. When you're sick, I think you don't want to shave your labia. You know, and when you're, I don't know, actually I know gals that do videos for the hairy fans. They
I
love
know.
The hair, and so they grow it out. Like Annie Body, who squirts like a waterfall. You remember Annie
Body?
Yes,
it's incredible.
She is incredible, and she always had, well, the first time I met her, she was shaved, but then she grew her fabulous red bush, and sometimes people like it because it shows I'm a redhead. I'm a real redhead.
I'm
of
wild.
Course, unless you dye your pubes. Anyway, yeah, labia.
It took me a long time when I had to do a scene to grow mine out, and it's very itchy after you've shaved. So I think after you do that, forget about it.
Well, does nobody wax?
Max, do you like to eat pussy?
What?
Do you like to eat pussy with hairy, like hair around it like that?
You know, it depends.
On?
I'm curious, though, because I do. And it's painful, but it's worth it. Fuck yeah.
What color it is.
I thought you liked it shaved.
Well, I like them shaved, too. I
mean,
but to eat it, I would think that, like...
When I was a kid, I grew up with...
So you were conditioning, the conditioning system.
The landing strip.
18 years old, I was molested, and I was in the theater, and I had such a good time.
All right.
She shaved her head.
And so really...
Wait, you just dropped this sentence, I was molested.
I know. I was a good time.
Like, what? And I mean, what do you mean? You can't just say that.
I had sex with older women.
Okay, so that's not...
That was
okay, were you molested, or were you having a good time?
Max. I know you're from a long time ago, and I love you. I love your old-fashioned ways. But when you say molested nowadays,
I don't mean that. You have to explain
what you mean.
Yeah,
that you mean it was consensual.
Oh yeah.
And it was just you were a young.
Was it a surprise,
man? And these were older women, MILFs and cougars, actually.
And they were like 19, 23. Just
when you were 15?
Yeah. I was playing.
You were lucky. What do you mean?
No, my
he was in Italy.
No,
he was very grown up for his age.
I was tall, I was handsome, I had sideburns, I had a ducktail.
Now, by the way, we're not recommending this to anybody, okay, Marky Z? We are not recommending that any 15-year-old have sex with anybody.
No.
Well,
always consent.
Well, and 15 is
number one policy.
Go to another country if you want to do that.
Okay.
And not go to, and the woman doesn't
and
know.
And we have, we have a note. I'm not sure where Fanya is. Is she on the...
Fanya?
Fanya says hi.
Hi. Oh, she wants
ask
to...
Ask her,
Fanya.
How's her labia?
Does she want to be on the air?
Tell her to call in.
Call us.
And Larry Trujillo wants to know, where am I during the live feed? Where is he? Well, he's ever wherever he is. Where am I? Where's
where
who?
You?
Because the camera was on
okay,
you guys.
Okay, you're talking to the mic. You've even got a mic in
because
your hand.
Because the camera was on you guys, so...
Okay. So
he's
we
like,
are... Something. In an undisclosed location at the Womb Room.
The Boom
That's
Boom
what
Room.
We call it. You've heard of the Boom Boom Room?
Yeah.
Well, this is the Womb Room, baby. And we're live from the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way in the village of Bonoboville. And I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block.
Woo.
And this is my congregation of beauties and a women. And no, we're not going to give you our address. We don't do that shit. Right. Not even for money, okay? So, anyway.
Give me somebody's address for some money, though.
If they pay us enough, we'll move.
Yeah, we'll
so,
give them
you know.
We'll give them a discount.
We'll invite them over if they pay us enough.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a party, and then we'll move.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
So, if anything is possible if you have enough money, right? Bezos. Yeah. All right,
know,
baby.
Lo.
So,
is
just
it?
In time for Labor Day, Fox TV blonde Tommy Lahren, we got to get her up on the screen, has a new clothing line,
hot.
Freedom, a.k.a. Free Dumb, as in F-R-E-E-D-U-M-B, because it's all made in China, and she's always talking about everything being in America. And, yeah,
that's
the yoga pants... And the shorts, look at the shorts, check out the
hot.
Shorts. Have a holster for your lady gun.
Oh.
And it's right above your vajayjay. And everyone's going hot, hot. Yeah, I know. Guns are sexy, right. Well, it's all naughty fun and games until someone shoots themselves between the labia by accident. Okay?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
You'd miss me, but not your...
Clitty, clitty, bang, bang. Mm. So I want to know, do you think right-wing people are okay with abortions if they're performed with Second Amendment methods like this? I mean, I guess that would abort the baby.
Do you think that was intentionally put in the front? Like, that holster
oh,
could have been
course.
Put anywhere on those shorts, but
of
she put them right there.
She put
there.
It in the front. She wanted to be provocative I'm sure the one she's wearing is not loaded, but people are going to wear that thing loaded, and it's dangerous. And hey, I'm open-minded. Remember last week's dolphin sex show?
I'm
open-minded. But this is a fetish I will not support, especially on labia day. It, you know, this takes amosexual to crazy extremes. And then again, amosexual is already crazy, but you know, obviously Fox News doesn't pay Tommy enough. Okay, you want some gun here, baby?
Oh,
what is this? What did somebody put in here?
I have no idea.
No, it isn't.
No, what is it?
It is water.
No.
No, this is not water. You have to, okay,
don't
someone has
it.
To.
No, no,
okay, no, no, this is not water.
Everyone's like,
this
now.
No, none of these are water. These are either that or we live in Flint, Michigan.
It looked a little like coffee. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
I've had worse.
I always have finger guns.
Jesus.
Rub it down.
Water, please. Mar. Mar is marvelous at everything. You should test it. Right? Harry, you're doing the test. It's not water. Either that.
We're testing it now.
Or it's Flint, Michigan water. Yeah. But you know, seriously, there's more shootings today, and I'm not going to say prayer because I don't pray, but I just want to say thank goddess that our Anna is okay, because she was in Midlands, and it's bad down there. I mean, they just had a big shooting, and fortunately she wasn't there, but she is in Midlands, so we're grateful, Anna, that you're still with us and your family. So then we have one of Amanda Blow's fans, Bradley Hamilton, says he's checking out Amanda Blow's Glory Hole video.
I love it. It is a good
tell us
hole.
About that.
Honestly, I don't remember which one was it.
Oh,
fake it, Amanda. Fake it.
Make up a number.
Okay.
I mean, you know what a glory hole is, right?
Absolutely.
Well, so
oh, no, I do. I do remember it. It was pretty hot. Yeah, you know, this guy's dick was big enough to go through the hole and the wood and the space and still get in my mouth fully. So, yeah. That's pretty impressive, to be honest with you, you know.
So your mouth is your upper labia.
It was my upper labia. It was.
What do you mean was?
At the time, I haven't done it for a while. I haven't had a scene or a.
Well, I thought you're a sex worker.
I am, but it's not the same as porn. Definitely.
Well,
not.
No, but you're still opening your upper labia for.
Not for my pleasure.
Invasion. Not for your pleasure.
No,
so you when you
that's
do
why
porn,
I'm here. That's why
when
I'm
you
here.
Do porn, that's for your pleasure.
I think showing off, yeah, and you know. I don't know, have any exchange
I see.
Body fluids with each other when we want to do it, not necessarily because we're being paid to do it.
Sex work is work.
It is.
It's work. It's sex. It is sex. But sex can take many different forms.
Yeah.
Sex can be for pleasure. It can be for your pleasure and your partner's pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be for your partner's pleasure, but not so much for your pleasure.
I feel that like that's what happens. They drain you, you know, then they... I don't know, and it's my fault because I do it, but I'm a whole different person.
Well, you know what? Any kind of work drains you.
Yeah,
really.
True.
And I think that all kinds of work require time off. Time, you know, that's what Labor Day is all about. Take a day off from whatever you do to labor. And yes, sex work is certainly labor, and you need to take some time off so you can pleasure yourself, maybe literally with masturbation, or maybe just, you know, with a Mai Tai and one of those little umbrellas sticking out of it, and, you know,
Magic Mike.
Sit by the pool or getting in the pool. I love to get in the pool. Or get a massage. Do you get massages?
We do pool time, but pool I haven't
time.
Had a massage for a long time.
You should get
I'm
a massage where you are the one to be the recipient of pleasure and healing. This is what is important, I mean, I think. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, all work and no play
exactly.
makes the sex worker a dull Jane.
Boo.
Yeah.
Amanda blows out.
Well, you have this beautiful roommate.
I know. She gets me very excited, though.
Oh, okay.
But she makes me pay, too, so.
Oh.
So I have to go work to get
everyone pays.
That's great.
And you don't have any lover that doesn't pay?
No.
Wow.
No, 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 no.
Wow, 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 wow.
I mean, maybe you and Max later, but.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sure that somebody's going to pay for it somehow.
So speaking of later, it is getting kind of late, I think. Let's see.
Are you getting excited?
It's 11:32.
Yeah. We might be going soon to just the regular camera, not the Facebook camera. But I do want to just show the Sheila na gig. These are Irish medieval gargoyles showing women opening up their labia with their hands. Look at that. I mean, isn't that wild?
That is a strange.
Often on Irish churches, positioned above the door. So the whole idea of the womb room in the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way, you know, with the Labia Day vulva puppet is not.
Now it's almost Trump's face.
So unusual.
On top of that exact puppet.
Totally right. Like so, yeah, and then there's Balbo. We can switch to Balbo now.
Please. That is frightening at a different level.
And Balbo is actually a ancient Greek goddess of mirth, and she showed her pussy to Demeter and brought her out of her funk. Demeter was depressed. It's a whole long story about losing her daughter to Hades. But Balbo showed her pussy, and this is the way they show Balbo.
Is she
a woman with a face? And no body, just a pussy and legs.
Now, she's in a large clit, or
everybody's talking at once.
Yeah. You go.
I just think that all men see us like this.
Oh, yeah. And that's perhaps true, and that's an interesting point you make.
Men?
Men?
See us.
You just...
Hey, this is too much funny, Abe. Yeah.
Well, this is a face and a pussy. I don't know. Some men see a woman like this. And then there's the original Venus of Willendorf, which doesn't have a face and has big tits and a big belly because she's pregnant. And that is also how some men see women, as just, you know, tits.
I think there's some ass guys now, though, too.
Who do we got on the line? Can you
got some ass guys. So it's like the vagina, the ass, and the face.
Steve from London. Labia Day. Okay, want to wish me a happy Labia Day? Steve from London on line 4.
Love London.
And Fanya said, hi, Max and Susie, Dr. Susie. She did add to her hi.
I know. Hi.
I'm right here.
Okay, Steve from London.
Steve is there. Steve is on the line.
Steve, are you there?
I hope he has an accent.
Speak up, Steve.
Steve, I need
hi,
to hear
speak
it.
Louder, Steve. This is a show, not a phone sex call.
Hello.
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 What did you want to talk about? You wanted to talk about Labia Day?
He's masturbating.
Yes, I wanted to have a session. For him.
Well, this is not a session, Steve. This is a show. So we can hear you masturbating, of course. Did you know you're on a show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So why, I'm not going to ask you why you asked to have a session with me. Because I never do a session on Saturday night because I'm doing my show. But people can call for free, which is what you're doing. And you can just sit there and breathe heavily, and then we'll hang up on you. Or you can say something interesting or ask a question. Do you have a question?
All for free, all while you're stroking.
I wanted to talk about my mom's labia and hairy vagina. And
your mom? Whoa, okay. Well, so how old are you, Steve?
25.
And so do you live with your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've seen her labia?
Yeah, a couple of times, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, that happens.
Recently?
Getting closer.
Yeah.
Have you touched her labia? Have you touched her labia, Steve?
Besides when you came out of her.
Yes?
Steve.
Oh, of course when you came out of her.
But recently.
Yeah.
Steve, you shouldn't touch your mother's labia.
Are you still there, Steve? Did you?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you touching her labia now?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Now, are you okay, Steve?
Consensual?
I mean,
Steve,
when did you touch her labia?
When did you touch your mother's labia?
Come on, fess up.
Sorry?
It's pretty hot.
I imagine you are sorry.
London gets pretty weird.
Actually, it's not so weird, unfortunately.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're just a burlesque dancer. Not just, but a burlesque dancer doesn't hear the sordid underbelly of humanity and what is going on with people.
Yes.
And Steve is an example of a lot of guys. And Steve, did your mom know when you touched her labia or what?
I think he's done.
I think he got, yeah. Well, you know, he wanted to talk about that privately,
yeah.
And he called.
No,
and
is he a client also?
I'm not sure. I think I might have recognized that voice, but not necessarily.
Okay.
So basically, this show is public, and it's not the same as calling me or any of us, and actually Sunshine is now one of our therapists too, doing phone sex therapy. We talk to you privately. And I still would say don't touch your mother's labia, but I might say it in a more sexy way, and I might say we can do a role play where I pretend to be your mother. You know, I am the master of mother fantasies.
That's
according
why
to
I have called you. That's
a
why
fair hub, yeah. You know, I'm all into the mother fantasies. I mean, Freud said that a lot of guys have mother fantasies, and he wasn't wrong. He was wrong about a lot of other things, but not that. And girls have daddy fantasies. And unfortunately, some do about Trump, which is really disgusting. But they do. And some guys do about daddy Trump. And
because he paid well.
I think he probably stiffed people, not with a stiffy, but with not paying.
I heard that he did pay very well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You heard.
I heard through the
labia line.
No, he just didn't want to, you know, pay the window washers.
Well, he certainly paid Stormy pretty well in the end.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure,
he didn't pay her anything, but then he paid her $130,000 for one trip through the labia.
These girls don't go out there for that. If they're not going to get that. So he was doing okay for a while, probably.
Okay.
As far as paying wise. Like he.
That's all you think about now.
I do. I'm and telling you.
That's all you think about. Are you that desperate?
No, I'm not desperate. Yeah. I'm just like.
For money.
Need, I, no, not desperate for money. Just
okay.
People need to know that if you're going to get this, it's not free. It never is.
No, well.
It never is.
It never
even
is.
If they're married, especially
you know,
if they're married.
If you're married, you have to pay with your time.
But you pay not to get pussy, usually, when you're married. That's what I've seen.
You pay not to get pussy. What do you mean you pay,
no,
and then you don't get it?
Well, they pay. They spend their lives. They've got land and property and children and all these things. And
yeah.
You know, but don't forget that women have a
pussy.
Lifestyle
yes.
That they have to.
I have no idea what she's referring to, because
that's
what?
Not your guys' case.
You know,
no.
I just want to say that.
That's why I'm here.
So
I'm telling you, I've been asking for help.
I ask guys, like when they say their wife doesn't want to have sex, she won't open her labia. They never say that. But her pussy. They don't say labia.
No, don't.
But in any case, when they say, I can't get her pussy, I say, what does your wife like sexually? And I would say 95% do not know.
Wow.
Do not know. Married 30 years, 20 years, 50 years, do not know.
Do you think it's because they say they don't want their mouth that kisses their children to be on, or
it's for all kinds of reasons that a lot of men don't know what pleases their woman's labia or the rest of her.
Don't ask.
And so the easiest thing to do is to pay a woman,
tell.
Because they understand money, the money shot. I'll just pay you. And if I can afford it, that takes care of everything.
And
then I don't have to worry about your labia and how you feel. And I guess, you know, for some sex workers, that is true.
Well, now I don't like that. So
well, now
much.
You don't like that. Yeah, see? See, every woman wants to be, I guess, loved. Maybe not all the time,
sure.
And maybe not that constant girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife thing. But to a man who loves her labia, loves her body, loves her soul, loves her brain, and loves her legs and her boobs and her waist and all the different parts. A woman wants to be loved. Men want that too, but they'll settle for just plain sex.
Or anything.
Well, sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Sex. Okay. Now, speaking of sex, we're about to show labia. Mm. Well, some of us are. I don't know if everyone is, but...
So bye, Facebook.
Bye, Facebook. Facebook is going bye. And now we're on a semi-private camera, which is just here. So
labia.
Now I would say, who wants to show their labia? Oh, Violet, come on up here.
Yeah.
Violet will be the first labia shower. Okay, and Facebook is now showing something else.
Show them that. Show them the balloon.
Oh, well, put the... where is the Facebook camera on? Maybe it should be on one of the labia arts.
Where is it? It should be there.
It's on Mar? Oh. Well, there's going to be labia soon. You've got to avoid... All right. Now it's on Harry's back. All right, so this, can you turn that music down so I don't have to shout? Don't just turn it down. We don't need all this music. This is pussy talk, okay? So maybe at some point we'll need music, and then I'll say music. All right, so right now I have the lovely Violet Cox before me. And where's the microphone? Okay. So, are you ready to do a full strip tease?
Yes.
Yes. All right, fuck doll. Except for those earrings. I like those pentacle earrings.
Yes.
Let's show you're a hot witch. Maybe a hot bitch, too, but certainly
both.
A hot witch. All right. So, off. Maybe the shirt first, because we'll save the labia for later. And here we have lovely nipples that are pierced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did that hurt when you got them pierced?
It hurts so bad.
Oh. You're a little bit of a pain slut.
I am.
You are.
That's very true.
It's a fine
little
line.
Little is an understatement.
Yeah.
And you are wearing a little schoolgirl skirt, so you should turn around so I can spank you, actually,
Hi.
And pick it up. And yeah, spank, spank. You hold the microphone, so, yeah?
I'm trying to spank
you. Okay. Well, you'll come back to that. Okay, and bang, 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 and yeah, so spankable. I spanked you so good last time.
You did.
I don't know if I'm going to be able.
It was great.
She had
doing
a
it that hard. I had I had a book.
We spanked her with a speakeasy book.
A speakeasy book and a Bonobo Way book. Oh. Yes. Okay. Well,
Woo.
Now may I? What are we? Oh, the underwear, the front. What does it say? Fuck me harder.
Yeah, it says fuck me harder. See.
Okay. Does anybody else have interesting panties?
I have
no
red
panties.
Ones.
Anybody have interesting panties? Do you have panties?
They're red.
They're red. Okay. Let's do a panty picture before she takes them off. Okay. So here we go. Look at John. And look at purple hair, Bianca. All right. I love it when I stop talking, no one else talks. That's the time you guys should talk and say, oh, what pretty pussies, what nice panties. Okay, or those panties suck. I would never wear those. All right, so now off we go with the skirt. Yes. And we get another little spank on the bottom.
Her butt was so red last time.
Yes.
It's getting there.
And maybe the shirt should just come off, you know, because it looks a little hot. Yeah. That's beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Yes. I'll give you another little spank for that. Spank you right on your unicorn. Yes. Make that unicorn pink. All right, and now the great unveiling, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners.
Woo!
Pussy talk is here, and here's her pussy. Let's hear it. We already heard it, but we'll hear it again. Let's hear it again for Violet Cox's beautiful pussy. And yes, it is shaved. Oh yeah. So I'll just. Come in here. We have the younger woman and the older woman.
All the vaginas in the world.
And I'll have my pussy right here. And we have older and younger. you know, the hot milf and the young pussy. Uh-huh. All right. So how's your pussy feel exposed like this? Where's the mic? Where's the mic? Now you can hold
it. I mean, I've been really comfortable being nude since I was, like, a lot younger. Like, my friends used to come over in high school, and I would just get naked, and they'd be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, it's my house.
Wow. Well, you know, you look good naked.
I wish I was
Thank you.
Not that you don't have, I mean, you look good in this skirt. I like that. But also, I think last time you gave us this amazing view of your amazing pussy when you were getting the spanking. So you turned around like that. Yeah.
Like this?
And there we go. There we go. Mm. Yes. Is that a view of a pussy or what? Mm. Wow, that's some labia. Happy Labia Day, everybody. Happy Labia Day. Let me have one of the vulva puppets. Okay, so here's the educational vulva, and here's the biological vulva right here. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pussy talk. Does your pussy actually talk? I don't mean pussy farts,
well,
by the way.
She has a name. Her name is Penny.
Penny.
Oh,
come on. Penny. Now, these gals' names are $100 bill or something, but yours is named Penny because you're such a sweetie pie.
What do you name your vaginas, guys?
Okay, they're talking off microphone, so somebody needs to get spanked.
Did you guys pick a name for your vagina?
Of course.
What's
your name?
Oh, Daphne.
Daphne.
Hello, Daphne.
What's your name? If you don't have a
I
name,
don't have a name for mine.
Oh. No?
It's okay. Just no. Vagina.
Okay, vagina.
Do you have a name for yours?
No name, no name.
No, you see.
You could name it Gina.
You sex
Gina.
Workers
no
got
name.
A name.
Gina,
got
right?
a name.
My
your
mouth
pussy.
Has been my whole thing, the man to blow, you know?
You know, your name even says you're all about men. You got to open up to your womanhood.
Maybe I should, but again, that's why I'm here. I need
right.
you to help heal me.
Well, come on, sit by me.
Uh-oh.
I mean, are you ready to share your
idea?
I think this needs to be in private.
No, I do not have a name. What's your name for yours?
I actually call mine Pusla.
You just made that up.
No, I didn't make that up, did I? Right?
I
we call it
did.
That all
Okay, mine's $1 million.
What do you mean you don't know?
I think you made it up.
Well, I made it up a long time ago.
A long time ago.
I think she said I just made it up.
His name for you is like, yes, yummy.
Yeah, that's kind of a long name, but that's a good one. Mine doesn't have a name. It's just vagina.
Can
well,
we
mine
it?
From now on
okay.
is going to be $1 million.
Okay, we're going to see Sunshine where the sun don't shine.
That's perfect.
Oh, yeah, well, but your sun don't shine on your pussy either. Oh, very nice. You shaved it, and yeah, you don't, I don't see your inner labia at all.
Can we see over here?
I don't see my inner labia either.
We want to see it.
They can't see it.
Ooh,
you have to turn this
pretty.
Right.
Beautiful.
They can't see it.
That is pretty.
Very nice. Yeah. That's lovely. Lovely. Vagina or vulva. Now you got me saying vagina for a vulva. All right. So
it does work. I don't even remember what mine looks like.
Well, maybe that's why you should see it. Then you'll see it on the camera.
Okay. Let me see.
see if you still like it.
Yeah. Rediscover.
Yeah.
Give
her
a
name while you're
like?
At it, right?
You're right. $1 million.
While you're there.
$1 million, for sure.
So her name is $1 million?
Yeah. $1 million.
That's
you
her million
should name
dollar
her millionaire.
Baby.
Really, millionaire.
Oh, I need one of those. Yeah, $1 million baby.
Or something
okay,
that
Okay, so
costs
did you look at it?
She's gorgeous.
Oh, see? I told you those were your upper lips. Okay, so are you saying you don't want to show your vulva, your labia?
No, she just wants to admire herself.
To admire instead. Or later I'll show you.
No, I mean now.
No.
I don't want to see it later.
You don't?
No.
Wow.
No.
Max?
Now.
Max, would you?
I'm just a producer. No.
Leave me out of this.
Okay, you're out of time anyway.
Okay, no, I'm not.
No, okay.
I mean, didn't I start late?
No.
Oh. Andre, take a pick, Mulligan. Labia like the clit. I love big labia, and I cannot lie.
All right.
When I told him the theme of big today labia. Was, I told him the theme of today's show is labia. He said labia like the clit. I was like, no, like the labia.
Okay, so you ladies don't want to show your labia, or would you? No, no, and no. Why'd you come to this show?
I didn't know that was a requirement.
Oh, it's not a requirement, but still. Okay, so you come over here, because we should end it with labia. We don't want to be unlabia-like. So
I like that, unlabia-like.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So, well, you know, I could have one of you hold this because you're so modest. Wow. You know, you could consider this an advertisement. Oh, I see your labia.
These are sex workers from the monastery, right? Sex workers
Will
from the monastery.
Will you take your dress off? No? You feel fat. See, this is what women go through.
No, women, I feel fat.
She's not, by the way. Time. She's hot. Like, she's smoking.
Well, yeah. But every woman has a different excuse for why they feel bad. I mean, mine is I'm old and I'm wrinkly and, you know, it's embarrassing or it's not what I would hope it would be. But I honestly have never been perfect, unlike Lo there or somebody. But I've never been perfect. So I'm not perfect now. I wasn't perfect then. And I celebrate my labia on Labia Day. But you don't have to. You're hookers. You are, and I'm not paying you.
I came here for
the
show.
I have some money. I have some money.
We have money. Now she's like, I'll take it out.
Can you come here, one of you?
I'll show you.
Can I stick
mine
it in your?
If you show me yours.
Look at that ass. That's a great ass.
Ooh. But
can I stick it in the front, or I'm not allowed? There's some labia. Oh yeah, it's all shaved and pretty. You're telling me you don't want to show it? Why
when you
not?
Got it all dolled up.
Huh?
Show it.
How
show
much more?
It, show it.
Show it. Okay. But if you
hello.
Show it.
Did you all name right. it?
I don't like begging.
She said she didn't have a name for her.
She didn't have it. No, but she
okay. Go back to your. Oh, here. You can hold a. Hey, hold this. Hold this.
Okay,
hold,
we
hold
should
this.
Suggest a name for the vaginas, right?
Okay.
Careful.
Oh,
that.
You thought
you're
it was real.
For someone that's
but
all about their money, you
anyway.
Should have checked that, girl.
Okay. So now we're going to do a special shot of labia for Labia Day. And Amanda is the shy one. You shy ones, you want to stand up and just be around, like on the other side. You come close. I want the labia girls on either side of me and the unlabia girls on the other side here. You could be on this side. And, yeah. Okay. And so, do we have any other... Do we have the other... But you have to hold it in the right place. Hold it here, unless you that's also going to bother you. Okay. Okay. So now, here we go. Down with the panties. Whoa. Ooh, what was that?
That's
oh, that fell out. Oh, shit. No, see.
No, it's okay. It's right. It's right.
Yeah, but
okay.
I don't want her doing this.
You're going
to
break it.
No. I don't want her to break it. So we'll let you hold... Okay.
I can
hold it in.
Don't bend.
I don't know.
Be careful.
You don't have to hold your microphone. Just hold this. And come back. Okay. So now, here we are. And I want a good shot for the photos, Max. Max photos. Okay. And here we go. And... Pussy power for Labia Day. some of our girls don't want to show their labia, and they're all the professional sex workers. It's very funny. The ones that are not professional sex workers don't mind.
But they're professional sex workers.
Yeah, so they want to get paid.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we all work at sex to some degree, even us wives.
Don't want to be showing it for nothing. You know?
I don't get paid with money on the dresser for every fuck, but I get paid. Okay, so first we're going to look at John. Everybody look at John.
Hi, John. Everybody say formaggio.
Yeah, no, but who's pulling up? No, don't pull it up. Hold it. Hold it in front of your vajayjay. Hold it in front of. Oh. All right. And now Bianca. Okay, Max, you're in front of some of the girls.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay.
Let's get closer.
I was just looking at the whole list.
Oh,
okay, but now
clothes,
is she in front of her? Is she in front of her pussy?
A little bit.
A little bit. Move over. Move over. Okay.
We don't want to block any pussy shots.
Okay, so we're looking at Bianca. Okay, so don't you take pictures. We'll look at you in a minute. Okay, and we are, he's taking him anyway. He's going to get spanked. Okay. And now, John, take some. John. Not from the side, though. There we go. And nobody's talking. Max, you should talk now.
Oh, hi. My name is Max. And we are doing a photo shoot.
What?
After the show.
I can't hear you. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, Max is talking.
Okay.
Pussy talk. With Max.
We're going to talk about pussy. Pretty little pussy.
Okay, so now we're looking at Bianca. John, stop. Okay, and keep talking, Max.
Oh, I still have to talk?
Yes.
All right. What am I talking about?
Pussy.
How about pussy?
Okay.
All those pretty
pussies.
And now,
John, did you want to take one more?
You know, when I was a kid, I didn't know what was behind there.
Okay. So now I'm going to say Happy Labia Day 2019. And you can hold this. Oh, well, maybe you should put something in front of you so that we can have Facebook back. And we can say, hey, Facebook, if you want to see all that pussy, then you need to go to drsusie.tv. That's right, drsusie.tv. And there you can see it, as well as later it'll be on drsusanblock.com. And yeah, we've had a great Labia Day. Thank you so much. Veronica Cox, let's give a big hand to Veronica Cox. And I want to thank Amanda Blow. And I want to thank Lo and Sierra. And of course, Sunshine. And Sunshine, thank you for shaving your pussy. It looks beautiful. And yeah, everybody, sit down here now.
Right.
So make, you know, like bonobos, not baboons. It's Labia Day. Soon it's going to be Labor Day, but keep the Labia Day spirit going. Yeah, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, roleplay for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.